Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Ambitious Tribe podcast, my friend. How are you doing? I'm so happy that you tuned in again. And if you are watching live, yes, this is also streaming live on LinkedIn, Facebook, and other social media. I hope that you find this insightful and implementable as well. So if you were able to listen to the previous episodes or you were able to watch the live sessions, I shared with you how you'd be able to articulate the value of your offer, the 7 content strategies that can take you to magnetize your high-level client, and how to create content also that attracts your soul-aligned dream boat client to take you to six-figure dollars or multi-six-figure dollars. Yeah. So if you were able to listen to those episodes and started implementing, I am so thrilled for you. Please do let me know by tagging me on my socials. It's at Cassie Pajarillo. All right, so to connect these episodes for you and continuously learn as you implement, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about why you might want to switch from a low-ticket courses to high-ticket group coaching programs in your offer suite and how to make the transition successfully. Sounds good? Okay, I know you are intrigued and interested. So you're probably wondering, what does it really require in order for you to make it happen? And if it really is the right strategy for you to implement in your coaching, consulting, course creation, or your service-driven business. Now, before we dive deeper into that, I just want to clear up that high ticket in my world means you have packages or you are packaging your programs and services from $3,500 and above, okay? So let's start with why you might want to make the switch, okay? So high-ticket group coaching programs offer a range of benefits that low-cost courses simply can't match outright. Now, I am not discounting the effectiveness of courses because they are very helpful, especially if it aids a certain pain. But there's a huge difference when it comes to the impact of long-term high-touch programs, especially since being in a close proximity with a coach and a mentor is all about the way of thinking as you progress. It's pretty much holistic. It's not just about marketing or pricing it high, but rather an elevation of identity. So keep in mind that strategies all work. They do. However, they're meant to be implemented with frequency, consistency, identity, perfect market fit, and of course, adaptability. Overnight success doesn't mean 24 hours, my friend. For most, 10 years, and for some, it may even take longer. So be patient. Here are some of the reasons why you might want to consider making the switch, especially if you are here for the long haul and you see this business as a legacy builder. First, it's starting the obvious, okay? It's stating the obvious. It has higher revenue potential. A high-ticket group coaching program typically commands a much higher price point than low-cost courses. This means that you can earn more money per client, which can have a significant impact on your bottom line. But the clients that you also attract are not those who want band-aid solutions, but they're also like you who values the long haul and want to become a legacy builder themselves too. They want to create a ripple. When you have the resources, you get to support your clients even more better, which means your clients will be able to benefit more from your leadership, okay, and accessibility of your team, knowledge, and community. The second piece here is greater impact. By working with a regulated number of clients at a higher price point, you can provide more personalized support and guidance. You also get to learn more about your clients on a deeper level. And of course, you get to lead to better outcomes with a greater sense of satisfaction for you as a coach or a consultant. This results in lasting transformation beyond monetary returns. Now, what I found to be true or learned to be true as I you know, I also learn the process, and also as I go through the entire high ticket coaching space, the best clients are the driven and ambitious ones. The best clients are those who really wanted the long haul. The best clients are those who wanted to make a difference, and they're not really much of those who want to catch up on the money. That they know that the money is a resource. It's a tool to amplify the mission. Okay. So third, it now becomes a fulfilling endeavor. It really is not just a career, but an endeavor. It's an extension of you, an expression of you. So when it's a mutual choice to work closely together at a higher price point, there's a much higher level of commitment when it comes to making things happen. And that is actually the best. And on responding to your calling, having to have the clients whom you genuinely care about and know you can support, you get to build deeper relationships and make a more meaningful impact. This can make your work more fulfilling and enjoyable too. These clients, because they wanted to have a fulfilling endeavor, they know the price that they are paying, that it is all about adaptability. It's all about progression. It's not just about running after your first $20,000 month or your first $50,000 month, that when they chase after money, they come, you know, puffing and puffing. But when they are after the mission, they feel really fulfilled, knowing that they are making each day count and that they can, quote unquote, die happy, knowing that they're creating a massive impact to the society. So it's all about integrity and a commitment here. So fourth, it's positioning through increased expertise. Not only are you showcasing what you're capable of, but by having the right client and the clients having the right mentor, there's a deep understanding of your niche, your ideal clients, and also in terms of the client delivery. You get to strengthen and sharpen your expertise because you get to invest time and effort in building your expertise and staying up to date with the latest trends, of course, if that is your jam, and development in your field. You get to have this strength in terms of grit, resilience, and also in terms of the commitment. You get to ask yourself, why am I doing this? And then you get to circle back to your North Star. And fifth, of course, my favorite, it gives you liberation to have the spacious schedule and work-life integration in place. Selling low-cost courses can be very time-consuming too, and you need a huge audience to make it happen. You'll need to constantly create new content also and market in a larger audience, which is very exhausting if you ask me, rather than a specific niche. With high-ticket group coaching programs, you get to be more efficient and be more precise on who you want to work with. And it's different level of conversation. Actually, that's it. There's a different level of conversations. The challenges, the thoughts, the friendly banter, the discussion really is different. It requires less effort also in terms of content creation as it's more specific. It's more, and when it comes to marketing, it just strengthens your mission. And by working with a number of clients who are already invested in your expertise, you all get to create a ripple together. So it's not like, okay, I purchased a course and the money goes to the coach and then you don't see that person ever again because a course is a course, right? So with high ticket offers, you get to have that joint energy when it comes to making things possible and happen. So it's all about results and transformational. Really, I kid you not, this is the best personal development you'll ever get into. So what about the client delivery? What makes high-ticket group coaching programs the most favorable one, the low-cost courses? With low-cost courses, the focus is often on providing pre-recorded content that clients can access at their own pace. And I go, bye, and you're just like what I said, you're not going to have a hint of touch with a coach, and you're not going to have that intimate conversation and relationship with that person. Although there's beauty to this model, results aren't guaranteed, not until they have higher motivation. Unlike when you are in a high-ticket group coaching program, the focus is on delivering live coaching and support by processing the why of the what and then the how follows. This also allows you to provide more personalized attention and guidance and helps your clients achieve better results. What I would say is that the best high-ticket group coaching programs are those that are KPI, that those are that has KPIs, OKRs, who have data, right? So that there is a milestone in order for you to have progression and also to duplicate the result too. So it's all about conversation, processing, deliberation, and of course, data, my favorite. It's designing your way forward. You get to understand the foundation, and having a foundation is so imperative. And then the rest, you get to bend it once you know it and once you have it. And of course, and finally, if you're the kind of coach or consultant or service-driven entrepreneur who values commitment, integrity, and on really making things happen, I think I've been saying that many times over, right? Well, high-ticket group coaching programs can be the right move, especially those who really mean to have those kind of North Star or mission. Having to be surrounded by like-minded people, rather, it creates a ripple effect that extends far beyond your immediate clients and helps you leave a lasting legacy in your industry and, of course, in the world. So you get to work on both return of investment and return of resources, the tangible and the non-tangible, which is, by the way, priceless. So having to switch to high-ticket programs really has made a significant impact in my life. This is why I teach it. This is why I, even if I am ahead of the game or in the market, I really wanted to go against the tide, because I know one day, someday, you will need to go through it and have someone in your back pocket that you can actually have a conversation when it comes to difficult conversation, difficult situations, when it comes to really building a business that is for the long haul. It really has made me a better person overall, and I don't regret an inch on investing to all these yes, including courses and also all these programs that went into the good and the bad. It really taught me so much when it comes to integrity, when it comes to commitment, when it comes to, you know, to what is important to me. And that is really my capability to, you know, to honor my word to what my commitments are. And it shows volumes when it comes to character. It shows a lot, really. So you can't give what you don't have. When you get to fill your cup, you get to fill others' too. So be the best dreamy client you can be, and you'll have the best dreamy clients too. I promise. So as a risk-averse, bold, and courageous person, you know that everything is just a matter of when, never an if. And that's exactly why I love working with you, the high-level client who knows you want the real deal, because you know you are the real deal. High-level, high-ticket clients aren't just there solely for revenue. They're all in. Okay, because they have a mission and a deeper reason why they want to make a difference. So if you're looking into increasing your revenue, break the income ceiling, make bank while making a difference, have a greater impact, and enjoy more fulfilling work, high ticket group coaching might be the right move for you. It also comes with its own set of challenges, of course, but once you've got resources, you will definitely love being supported. So to transition successfully, you need to identify your target market, of course, build your authority and credibility, offer a clear, compelling value proposition, have a sales funnel that will lead your clients to discover and learn more about your work, and focus on relationship building, and of course, your values. Coaching and mentorship is all about connection, not just strategies. By having these and following these steps, you get to build, grow, and scale a high-ticket group coaching program that will meet the needs of your soul-aligned, dreamboat clients, and of course, provide real value that comes from experience and elevation. Bring your clients to both tangible and non-tangible results, and allow you to achieve your business and personal goals collectively. That is beautiful. Okay. Again, with a high ticket, high level coaching space, you get to have dialogue, conversation. It's really different. And of course, you get to have data, right? And sure, there are emotions in place, but your decisions, your million-dollar decisions, are more based on data and intuition. So it's time for you to learn that and to have that. So on our next episode, I will share with you why you need to double down on your personal brand, regardless of what revenue you generate every single month. And what this personal brand really is all about, especially if you are in the high ticket, high level space. How does it affect the growth of your business? I will definitely share that as well, in terms of the insights that I have gathered throughout running a high level, high ticket group coaching program. Again, please do let me know if you have listened to this episode by sharing maybe a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social media, maybe on your stories, and message me the word maybe podcast on my socials. Again, it's at Cassie Pajarillo. I would love to learn more about what you've learned, or if you want to process this episode, or if you listen to another episode and you want to process it and you just want to, you know, have a conversation, go ahead and just message me. My inbox is open. And that's it for today's episode of the Ambitious Tribe podcast. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune into the next one for more great content that will coach you to build, grow, and scale using a group coaching. And of course, as always, we are welcoming driven and ambitious coaches, consultants, and service-driven entrepreneurs who want to scale to multi-six figures and beyond. Message me again and Cassie Pajarillo, or maybe podcast, and let's take it from there, and I'll share you how you'd be able to discover and make that happen. All right, so have a good day, and I'll catch you soon.